Wisdom of Solomon 1:7-1, for great are thy judgments, and cannot be expressed. Therefore unnurtured souls have erred. 1:7-2, for when unrighteous men thought to oppress the holy nation, they being shut up in their houses, the prisoners of darkness, and fettered with the bonds of a long night, lay exiled from the eternal providence. 1:7-3-4, while they supposed to lie hid in their secret sins, they were scattered under a dark veil of forgetfulness, being horribly astonished and troubled with apparitions. 1:7-4-4, neither might the corner that held them keep them from fear, but noises as of waters falling down sounded about them, and sad visions appeared unto them with heavy countenances. 1:7-5, no power of the fire might give them light, neither could the bright flames of the stars endure to lighten that horrible night. 1:7-6, only there appeared unto them a fire kindled of itself, very dreadful. For being much terrified, they thought the things which they saw to be worse than the sight they saw not. 1:7-7, as for the illusions of art magic, they were put down, and their vaunting in wisdom was reproved with disgrace. 1:7-8, for they that promised to drive away terrors and troubles from a sick soul were sick themselves of fear, worthy to be laughed at. 1:7-9-4, though no terrible thing did fear them, yet being scared with beasts that passed by and hissing of serpents, 1:7-10, they died for fear, denying that they saw the error which could of no side be avoided. 1:7-11, for wickedness, condemned by her own witness, is very timorous, and being pressed with conscience, always forecasteth grievous things. 1:7-12, for fear is nothing else but a betraying of the succours which reason offereth. 1:7-13, and the expectation from within, being less, counteth the ignorance more than the cause which bringeth the torment. 1:7-14, but they sleeping the same sleep that night, which was indeed intolerable, and which came upon them out of the bottoms of inevitable hell, 1:7-15, were partly vexed with monstrous apparitions, and partly fainted, their heart failing them. For a sudden fear, and not looked for, came upon them. 1:7-16, so then whosoever there fell down was straitly kept, shut up in a prison, without iron bars. 1:7-17, for whether he were husbandman, or shepherd, or a laborer in the field, he was overtaken, and endured that necessity, which could not be avoided. For they were all bound, with one chain of darkness. 1:7-18, whether it were a whistling wind, or a melodious noise of birds, among the spreading branches, or a pleasing fall of water, running violently. 1:7-19, or a terrible sound of stones, cast down, or a running, that could not be seen, of skipping beasts, or a roaring voice of most savage wild beasts, or a rebounding echo, from the hollow mountains. These things made them to swoon for fear. 1:7-24, the whole world shined with clear light, and none were hindered in their labor. 1:7-21, over them only was spread an heavy night, an image of that darkness which should afterward receive them. But yet were they unto themselves more grievous than the darkness.